Samach Gimel, the two shittas in Betochen, and we're in the general category of Betochen.
Okay.
So Shita Aleph, the first shit is Betochen Gomer Meivin Limunoi Mishalas Alei. The first understanding, the first shit in Betochen is the shita that if a person will get himself to a level of total Betochen, whatever he wants, he'll get. Hashita Rishoni is Shita Subani Yoina Vachemus Alababas. Rishoni we're talking about, yeah? The daitam betochen pirushe rush ima adam yivtach the kodesh boch of the betochen mole they say to you that if a person will have betochen in Hashem total betochen in Hashem Hashem yimole es nishalosam Hashem will fulfill the request gam mishani vayle Yeshua even somebody is not ready for Yeshua he's not ready for Yeshua in betchayne yemuchlat vachazat if his betochen is total and strong the kodesh boch yitzen lo es kol Hashem bikesh he'll get whatever he wants. That's where it says, Hashem will surround him with chesed, even a Rosh Hagomon. I don't know, you can be a Rosh Hagomon and Boteach in Hashem. But that's what the Yalkut says. I suppose Nimrod was right. Nimrod was makir his boy, right? He knew there was a kosh bochu, he knew everything, and he was the lachem connected. He went to war against him. It's the tochen in Hashem.
Yes.
He knows Hashem created the world. Paro says, me Hashem. I don't know who this Hashem is. Okay, fine. Nimrod did. Makir his boy, right? Maybe that's what it means. The other one is Menashe. Menashe ben Chisya Melech. You know the Maisha?
Huh? He was the one in the
pot? Yeah. So he was a Rosh Hagomo. And Rosh Hagomo, you take God on his day. Even after Hashem saved his life, he still didn't have a Chalek in the Lababa. He even wanted to be the Tshuva. He was still a Chalek in the Lababa. He was such a big Rosh Hagomo. See that he had Betochen and Hashem saved him. The Rosh Hagomo, they had a Messiah that Hashem always helped him because Hashem's mercy is infinite, and even if you're a Rosh Hagomo, Hashem will help you, because he's tied it to Hashem, because your mercy is infinite, therefore even though I'm a Rosh Hagomo, you still have to help me, Hashem helps you. That's another classic example of a Rosh Hagomo who was betach by Hashem, but chesed to tzibur vayno, Hashem helped you. Vamnam, the Jewish Mephonis, Oim Tesh Rabbah, Shom Gedoyli Yisrael, the Dura Seyem, many, many well-known stories about the Gedoyli Yisrael in their generation, על האושך הקודש בעל נפש החיים הסבים ונבודות האדמו בא אשר ממונים ועוד ועוד שחיים להצלוי שכדאי לך אני יודע בתוכן גם אשר אליהם בהשם שמעולה יש משל הסליבוב בפוסקרוב they did totally בתוכן אמון השם and השם did open many פוסקרוב and all you have to do is know that it's all השם השם will do whatever you want that shit
Ain't
Odin Mavadim,
the
Potsdam
in
the Nevis Time. Yeah, the Nevis Time says that a person is holding by Ain't Odin Mavadim, nothing could ever harm him.
There's
the Biskarov and the wall, the Beis Halevi, there's many, many Maestrim of the famous one of the Biskarov. That we have eyewitness accounts of them. There are many Maestrim of people that total Betochen in Hashem, and Hashem did their also. That he goes in Hashem Makayim, but it's even a Rosh goes in Hashem Makayim if he has the Tochen. That's just Manasseh. Manasseh a Rosh who was goes in Hashem Makayim because he had the Tochen. That's the first shita, the shita of any Yonah, shita of the Lababas. That whatever a person wants, he'll get if he has the correct Tochen. Shita Beis, the second shita, is Gamim Lo Kabbalah Mishnah Sami Yadayah Ki Adov and Tzavos. Even though I don't get what I want, I still know what's best for me. And this is Rashita's Rashi, Shrubal Yel Bavira Posit that we saw about in the Posit Tomit Yem Hashem Elokecho. The Shita Zu, the Tochen, the Rusha Yedir, the Tochen means that I have the Das, I have the knowledge. Kayirim Avoyim Ala Adam, that the happening that come upon a person, Kula Maim Yad Hashem Yisbalah, they're all from Hashem. Mashiyov Alech and Kabul Betnimos. And that which comes upon you, accept with wholeness. Kloima, Hashalva, Hanichnes, the laydown and the Kosh Betochen there, the tranquility that enters into the heart of a man through the power of this Betochen, book to saw the Hayadira comes as a result of the knowledge. Ketum Chatzachin Tomer Rami Yad Hashem. Maybe if we'll come upon a person, Chatzachin, a bad thing that Hashem will bring upon a person. What does that mean? We can't walk on a color tova, it's all good. But you not just to me. But I know that this is the best thing. The Yotami Kach, a woman that end in the Tochen Zeh, Haftoche, and in this Tochen there's no promise, She Hashem Imalas Kola She Shol Adam. You're not going to get whatever you ask for. Lehefach, Meheichin Yida Adam, Ma Behem is Toi Mavure, because Adam doesn't know what's good for you. How can Hashem give you whatever you want? You don't know what's good for you. That's the son of this pshat. It's not that you will get whatever you want, but that whatever you get, you have to make what you want. If this is what Hashem is teaching me, this is what I want. This is the best thing for me. I want what Hashem wants. So I want this headache. And it comes from Hashem, once again. We didn't have machlokes as we showed in here, okay? We're going to have to go through this stuff with a little bit of sophistication. You're going to tell me that the first shifty doesn't hold that? That whatever happens with the Torah, that the Torah comes from Hashem, it must be good. The Bishkura wasn't on holiday. When he was escaping the Nazis, he was escaping the Nazis. They were coming to kill him. And he knew they were coming to kill him. He kept waking up the people he was with. When he's sitting, he's going to tell them, say, they're coming to kill us. He understood that. That this bad that happened to me ultimately is for the good. It's a nagus lashing. But to understand what exactly the machlokes is. The naka dugma. Bring an example. Adam Choshuk Bonim Betuch Vashem Bekol Libay Ki Yal Vayom HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yifkod Betekudus Yeshua Velachamim. The person is he wants children and he has complete betochen that Hashem is going to give him what he wants. Ein echrach shemikoich bitchoine hu hiske v'zera. I don't know what that abbreviation is. Chayne v'kayama. Who says that that's what he's supposed to do in this world? He wants children. He's davening, davening, children. He wants children. Who says Hashem's going to give a child? Who says that's the best thing for him? Who knows what his tafkid in the world is? Maybe his tafkid in the world wants to be raising children. Who knows? Maybe he fulfilled this thing and his neshama has to do something else. But it's Moshe Yare Loyal Matakin in Achei. The Shomer came here to fix something else up. We don't know why we are. That's why you can never compare two Jews. Any comparison between two Jews is a churva. And in the schools we have certain, you know, red lines and gedorim or whatever. But you have to know that there's a very artificial comparative system that are both shaykhs to chinuch in Yiddishka. What's that got to do with anything? How do you compare two people? It's a shame. How do you compare two people? He's got better minutes, he's got worse minutes. Okay. He's got bad minutes, he's got good minutes. But what's the comparison? He came in the world to fix it. The world to be, who knows why we are? Comparing people is he has his own derech. So what are you comparing him to him for? Terrible system of chinuch like we have today, where we have examinations, the kids are being judged by the marks they get in tests. It's so far from Torah, you know, far than it's from a Torah understanding of chinuch. Ulay tafki zekva husham and davar, he's neshama came in something else. The midah betochen zu adam mashim akol mashi yav alav abayu. With this betochen, a person is completely complete with all that Hashem brings him. Whether it's good or bad, the Mishnah can rock and the Torah can rock and the Torah. Kiyadua shayin rabet. Because you know, it's not really bad. It doesn't feel so nice to me. This looks bad to me. Auschwitz looks pretty bad to me. The Gandoba nira kira ulutavose. But even though it looks bad, this is good. Down the Shifas in the Gemara.